ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
पाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हेज डिवाइन ग्रेस एस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हेज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमः पंकजनाभाय नमः पंकजमालिने नमः पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांघ्रिये
सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम
Canto 12, Chapter 7, Verse number 11 and 12. Avyakrita gunakshobhan mahatastrivrito hamah bhuta sukshmen driyarthanam sambhavah sarga uchyate avyakrita gunakshobhan mahatastrivrito hamah bhuta-sukshmendriyarthanam sambhavah sarga uchyate avyakrita-gunakshobhan mahatastrivrito-hamam bhuta-sukshmendriyarthanam sambhavah sarga uchyate mahatastrivritohamah bhuta-sukshmendriyarthanam sambhava-sarga-uchyate word-to-word meaning, avyakrita, of the unmanifest stage of nature, gunakshoban, by the agitation of the modes, mahataha, from the basic mahat-tattva, trivritaha, threefold, ahama, from the false ego, bhuta-sukshma, of the subtle forms of perception. Indriya, of the senses, arthanam, and objects of sense perception. Sambhavaha, the generation, sargaha, creation, uchyate, is called. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. From the agitation of the original modes within the unmanifest material nature, the Mahat-tattva arises. From the Mahat-tattva comes the element false ego, which divides into three aspects. This threefold false ego further manifests as the subtle forms of perception, as the senses, and as the gross sense objects. The generation of all these is called creation. Since there is no purport, we go to verse number 12 and we will take the translation of this verse. The secondary creation which exists by the mercy of the Lord is the manifest amalgamation of the desires of the living entities. Just as a seed produces additional seeds, activities that promote material desires in the performer produce moving and non-moving life forms. Purport. Just as a seed grows into a tree that produces thousands of new seeds, material desire develops into fruitive activity that stimulates thousands of new desires within the heart of the conditioned soul. The word Purusha Anugrahitanam indicates that by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one is allowed to desire and act in this world. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च अनाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा First of all, I would like to express my gratitude to the management and the devotees over here for allowing me to speak on this wonderful occasion of Diwali. And this is the second time I'm getting this opportunity. Once before, I had this opportunity to speak on the day of Diwali, and I consider it my extremely good fortune. And my humble obeisances to all the devotees, because I seek your blessings to be able to speak something for my own purification and also for the glorification of the Lord. So today, the topic of discussion is Sarga and Visarga, that is, Suta Goswami is speaking to Shaunakadi Rishis in this 12th canto, and he is relating what Sukhdev Goswami spoke to Parikshit Maharaj. And in this particular verse, or not particular verse as such, but in this particular flow, what we notice is it is almost nearing the end of the Bhagavatam, and Parikshit Maharaj's time also is coming to an end. And what a beautiful example Parikshit Maharaj is setting for the posterity as such by his astute behavior, that we can see from his questioning and his approach to this subject. Actually, it is said he had only 7 days. That was the curse pronounced by young Brahmana boy. But in a way, it is very symbolic that he had only 7 days. Because we all have only 7 days. You may wonder how. Because any day we die will be one of the 7 days of the week. Either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's all. So there was a boy who was standing outside Churchgate station, and one passenger who was coming out from Borivali, he asked him, "Uncle, how many signals were there from Borivali to Churchgate?" He said, "My boy, I didn't count it." He said, "It's very simple, uncle. There are only 3 signals, red, yellow and green." In the same way, the 7 days signify the 7 days of the week, and it is universal, whichever calendar you may follow, whether the English calendar or the Indian calendar or any other calendar, there are always the same 7 days. Sunday is Sunday everywhere. So that way. And what is Parikshit Maharaj's greatness and that of Sukhdev Goswami as well is he could have rushed to the esoteric topic of Raslila. But no, he went first to the Srishti Lila. He asked him about the Srishti Lila. That is setting the right trend. That is showing people by his example how one is supposed to approach this subject. If one doesn't have proper perception and understanding of the Srishti Lila of the Lord, of the so many other activities that the Lord is performing, one cannot in essence and the true spirit understand the Rasa Lila. The mundaners rush to the Rasa Lila. Fools rush where angels fear to tread. That is an old adage and that very much applies. So they are showing us how to approach the sacred topic of the Srimad Bhagavatam by giving the right priority, setting the right priority. That is very important for us in our daily life as well. On a day-to-day basis, when we engage in our activities, we have to put Krishna, Lord, first and then the rest. A few other topics that we would like to just... Then I think let us start with the technical aspect of this Sarga and Visarga. At the outset, let me please mention that this is a topic actually which is beyond my comprehension. But the only confidence I have is I have to only repeat the words of the teacher. If the teacher says this is a chair and the student says this is a chair, so it is a chair, it cannot be wrong. So that is my only confidence. And my gratitude to those teachers who have explained this knowledge. I will not be naming anybody, not to embarrass anybody, but they know it who have taught me. So first, my obeisances to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Gopalji, Sri Sri Gaur Nithaya, Srila Prabhupada, and all the assembled Vaishnavas and even those who are online, depending on the mercy of all of you. Yes. So how does this creation begin? Mahavishnu is lying on the causal ocean with unlimited universes coming out from the pores of his skin. And what comes out from his skin, what comes out from our skin is perspiration, water vapor, waste matter. Similarly, it is the waste product that is coming out of the skin of Mahavishnu. And that is known as the inferior energy of the Lord. That is given in the Bhagavad Gita as well. Bhumi rapo analo vayu kham mano buddhi rahankara mitiyam me bhinnada prakridir ashtada. Bhinnada, the separated energy of the Lord. And but the technical aspect is that substance which comes out from the pores of the skin of Mahavishnu is known as Prakriti. As it comes out, it is in its unmanifest stage. It's known as Prakriti. It is also known as Pradhana. It's also known as Mahamaya. And it is also known as Avyakta. All these refer to the same. But within it are the three modes. But they are in an inactive state. The three modes are the principal constituents of this Prakriti, but they are in an unmanifest or inactive stage as it just comes out. Then Mahavishnu, he glances on this Prakriti. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pasyanti panti palayanti chiram jaganti. So it is explained that the Lord can perform the activities of any of the organs with any other of his organs. So just by his glance, he can impregnate Prakriti. That is his greatness. So just by his glance, he is impregnating Prakriti with what? With Kala Shakti, the time element. With Jiva Shakti, all the spirit souls who are lying within his self from the previous annihilation, now they are brought out. And this Jiva Shakti has two baggages with it. One is karma, carried forward karma from the last creation, and the acquired nature, which is known as the Swabhava. So these four elements, they penetrate into Prakriti. And the time element, Kala Shakti, is like the stirring rod. When you cook, you use the stirring rod to mix the ingredients properly. So that is what this Kala Shakti is doing. It is mixing the three modes and the Pradhana or the Prakriti very nicely to make it one homogeneous unit. So that is why in today's material science, there is no recognition of the three modes, because the material scientists are only studying the Pratyaksha Praman, what can be seen with the eyes. But the three modes are not to be seen with the eyes. But that is why this knowledge given by the Shastras becomes so important. What this knowledge does is it clarifies the intention of the Supreme Lord, and it also explains to us those aspects which our intelligence cannot grasp. It has to be accepted on the strength of faith alone. It is not subject to experimental verification. So the three modes are activated and they are nicely stirred by the time element. And Mahavishnu then enters each of the universes known as the Brahmanda, and that entry of the Mahavishnu into that and the place where he rests, and then he gets a name there, and that is the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Pravishanti iti Vishnu. One's entry, the entry itself, Vishanti. Vishanti means to enter, to come in. That is how the word, that is the root of the word Vishnu. So it is derived from that. So he enters. And that is very much essential, because unless the Lord enters, there is no life in this universe. It is lifeless until he enters. So as he enters, it is like the Paramatma entering. So he is the super soul of the entire Brahman. And then he begins the process of building the 24 elements, which are the basic building components of this material creation. Sarga, that is. And the first thing that comes out, because the mixture has been taking place, the Kala Shakti has already been brought into activation, and now the three modes are getting activated. They were in an inactive state, now they are getting activated. And they are acting with the Mahatattva. No, they are acting with the Prakriti. And the first thing that comes out, this is the cooking process. So in the cooking process, different stages come. So the first stage is the Mahatattva appears. It is also known as Chitta, Chetana or Consciousness. That is the Mahatattva. And from that comes Ahankara, that is the false ego, which arises from the Mahatattva. As the process goes on, the process continues, the activated Tamogun now combines with the Ahankar, and the five elements come into being. They are the Panchamahabhutas, earth, water, fire, air, ether. This is known as Tamasik Ahankar. So up to now, seven elements have been formed. And then the activated Rajogun interacts with Ahankar, the five Jnanendriyas, eyes, nose, tongue, skin, ears, the knowledge acquiring senses, they are created. Then the five Karmendriyas, hands, legs, genitals, anus, vocal cords, they are created. These are known as the senses of action. And intelligence, which is born out of the interaction of Ahankar and Rajogun. So up to now, 18 items have been created. Then the activated Sattvagun interacts with Ahankar and creates five objects of senses. They are smell, taste, form, touch and sound. And the interaction of Ahankar with Sattvaguna also results in the creation of the mind. So up to now, all the 24 elements have been created. So these are the basic building blocks of the entire material creation. Everything in the material creation is composed of these 24 elements. So therefore, this is part of the creation which is done by Vishnu as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. So this is known as Sarga. So it is given that why this creation has been done. Icha dvesha samutvena dvandva mohena bharata samoham sarva bhutani sarge yanti param tapa. It is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarge yanti. So who enters this sarga? Only those living entities in the spiritual world who have a desire to enjoy separately from the land, from the Lord. Icha, dvesha, and who are envious of the Lord. Icha dvesha samutvena dvandva mohena bharata, and they come into this sarga, that is into this creation of the Lord, which is signified by duality. Dvandva mohena, and they become mohena. Mohena means they come under illusion. So, and he says Parantapa, he is addressing Arjuna as Parantapa, the mighty one, because the might of the living entity does not work here. The might of the material energy is so strong, and it is Lord's own energy. Daivi, it is a divine energy. Now, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu begins the second stage of creation, that he delegates the further work of creation to Brahmaji. So from his navel, a lotus is sprouting, and on the top of the lotus, we all have heard that Brahma appears. But I was given to know that before Brahma, it is Kshirodakshayi Vishnu who takes his place, because he is the Paramatma. So before any living entity comes, the Paramatma is required there, because the Paramatma is like the mother and the living entity is like the child. So no child can be left alone unattended. So the Paramatma has to come. So Kshirodakshayi Vishnu then is there as Brahma appears, and then Brahmadev, he begins his work of creation, which is the secondary creation, and that is known as Visarga. So in this Visarga, first Brahmaji has to decide, like when we go on Yatra and we are told that you are in so and so hotel. So we go and stand outside the hotel, and then one of the volunteers who is coordinating the Yatra, they come there and they tell us, okay, this group, these four of you who are in one group, you will take room number 5. So we are allotted the rooms. In the same way, now Brahmaji has to populate this entire creation, that is Sarga, and that aspect of populating and placing them, placement, is Visarga, secondary creation. So first, of course, it's not that first or second, but it all happens simultaneously. So he creates the 14 planetary systems are already there, but he is giving the placements. So the placements are, Brahmaji's position is the topmost, Satyaloka. Then below that comes the Tapa, Jana, Maharloka, where you have rishis and sages of various gradations. And below that is Svargaloka, that is the abode of the devatas. Below that is Bhuvarloka, where the Rakshasas and Gandharvas predominantly live. And below that is Bhuloka, where you have the human beings and other living entities, 84 lakh species of life. And also in the Bhumandala, you have certain other specialized species, like the Kim Purushas and all. So many are there, so many names are there. So they are all spread across the Bhumandala, scattered across the Bhumandala. So this way, the upper planetary systems, they have their designations. And then you come to the lower planetary systems below the earth, and they are Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. So here, excepting in Mahatala and Patala, which is predominantly populated by snakes, and the other hellish planets are predominantly populated by the Asuras. So who are these Asuras? It is explained that this in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Himself mentions, Tanaham Dushitan Kruran, Samsareshu Naradhaman, Shipame Adrasam Ashubhan, Asurishva Eva Yonishu. So those who are envious of the Lord and who are mischievous, they are the ones who are cast into these hellish planets. But the Lord is so compassionate that He reaches out to every aspect of the creation. Even in the Asura, there are great devotees like Prahlad, Bali Maharaj, etc. So from any position, anywhere, if they are able to connect to the Lord, if they are willing to surrender to the Lord, the Lord's mercy and compassion is available for all. So this completes. Now this way, Brahmaji, he does his visarga. Now there are also, the head of the departments have to be appointed, and they are also there. So not that Brahmaji is appointing, but that is all part of the creation of the Lord. So the Mahat Tattva, there are the four internal senses or the subtle senses, so to say. And they are known as the Antakarana. And that is Mahat Tattva, Ahankar, intelligence and mind. So the presiding deities for the Mahat Tattva is Vishnu. For Ahankar is Rudra, that is Shiva. Intelligence is Brahma. And for mind it is Chandra. And then there are the Bahya Karana or the external objects, and they are the five organs of senses: ear, skin, eyes, tongue, nostrils. So for the ears it is Dik Devatas, for the skin it is Vayu, for eyes it is Sun, for tongue it is Varuna, and for nostrils the Ashwini Kumaras. Then the senses of action: mouth it is Agni, hands Indra, legs Upendra, the demigod Upendra, then genitals Prajapati Daksha, and anus Mitra and Mrityu together. So this way the visarga is completed, and this Brahmanda has seven layers. So the Mahat Tattva, Ahankar, and the Pancha Mahabhutas, that is the five elements, Bhumirapu Anula Vayu Kham. And in this entire creation, Earth is in the middle planet. And this Earth has got a very special significance, that it is anybody, if they want to escape this material creation, it is generally understood that they have to come to the position of the Earth where they can practice bhakti. And especially the greatest facility awarded in this human form of life is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has the potency in it to penetrate all these layers. These layers are so mighty that it's not possible for any single person to do it. They penetrate all these layers and they go beyond these universes to the spiritual abode, to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord in the Goloka Dham. And there, this creeper of Bhakti Lata will present the fruit at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And that way connect the living entity chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra here to the Supreme Lord, Absolute Truth, over there through the process of this chanting. So we can understand how fortunate we are to have this wonderful process of chanting. And just a few general observations, that this creation has been done. Yeah. How do we understand, how do we have a proper understanding of this material creation and its functioning, its intent and its purpose? One purpose of this creation is to explain to the living entities trapped in this material creation. Actually, it is a trap. That how great is God? It's a common sentence which you find behind all the goods carriers like lorries and tempos and taxis. God is great. We trust in God. All these things are very common slogans we come across. But there are very few who are able to elaborate how great is God. And that knowledge is selectively given to the devotees who actually want to know. That is the Lord's reciprocation. So we have this incident of Draupadi. When Draupadi was being disrobed, her 5 husbands were helpless. And Dhritarashtra, Dronacharya, Bhishma, all the great personalities in the assembly did not utter a word. They all were hanging their head in shame. They could not say anything. The might of Duryodhan pervaded. And all the doors were shut for her. So that signifies for a living entity, when all the doors are shut, one door is always open. And that is that of the Lord, who is accessible and available to everybody under all circumstances and every time. His doors are never shut. Draupadi then appealed to him. And the Lord came. But how did he come? He didn't come in his full glory with the Shankh Chakra, Gada and Padma. And he did not go and beat up Dushasan. You rascal, what are you doing? Now I'll teach you a lesson. Nothing of that sort happened. Nobody saw him coming. But he came in such a way that only he, the perpetrator of the crime, and the person who had appealed, only the 3 of them knew that he had come. And how did he come? He came as the sadi. That was to save her honor. Dushasan, the man with the strength of 10,000 elephants, exhausted and fell down just by pulling the sadi of a woman. Can that happen? Because that sadi now was Krishna himself, inexhaustible, unlimited. And as the sadi, he went on pulling, 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 and he fell to the ground. So there are 2 ways of looking at this. One way is, people say, Draupadi Vastrapaharanam. That is, Vastra means cloth, Apaharan means to forcibly take. So Draupadi's cloth was forcibly being taken, so Draupadi Vastrapaharanam. That is from the point of view of Duryodhan and the Kauravas, the perpetrators of the crime. But there is another way of looking at it, and that is Draupadi Mana Samrakshanam, protecting the honor of Draupadi. And that is Krishna's point of view. That is the devotee's point of view. So we see in this simple lila, there is so much to learn and understand, so much of inspiration for us in our daily lives. In our daily lives, we come across challenging problems and situations and circumstances. And what are we doing at that time? All the doors are shut for us. We have no way to go. We have no outlet. And we almost feel hopeless. But if this culture is there in the person, if this deep faith is ingrained in the heart of the living entity, that my Lord is always there for me, if that consolation is there, then immediately the cry that is issuing from the heart of such a troubled person under a helpless condition is very important. Then that cry penetrates all the layers of this material creation and directly approaches the Supreme Lord. And over there, the reciprocation of the Lord begins, and that is the mercy. Prayers go up, blessings come down. And the reciprocation of the Lord then firmly establishes the faith of that particular person who has appealed to the Lord, because that person knows, my Lord only could have done this. Nobody else could have intervened in such a grand manner, in such a life-saving manner, in such a honor-saving manner. So, it is said in this world, honor is more precious than death. Because when, you know, one's honor is at stake, it is worse than dying. So therefore, when that was saved for Draupadi, she got such a big relief. Faith is the link, that is the connection to God. Intelligence is the tool to live in this world. Intelligence is only to earn roti, kapda, makan. That is all it can do. It cannot connect you to God. For that, faith is required. And that faith is what Krishna always protects. He is very much concerned about protecting the faith of his devotees. And for that, he has given us all this Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. To succeed in life, one needs God's grace. For this, we have another story, that of Ekalavya. Many people say that Drona discriminated against Ekalavya. But what are the principles involved in this? Ekalavya tried to do, that is, acquiring knowledge on his own. When he approached Drona, he refused. So to get God's grace, you need Guru. A bona fide spiritual master is required. He is the representative of the Lord. And it's only through that channel you can approach the Lord, not independently. Ekalavya tried to go directly. He bypassed the Guru. So what he thought, he tried to use his intelligence. He thought that he will observe and he will learn. And that way, he can even excel Arjuna. He had the potency, no doubt. But he said, I will excel Arjuna also. But he did not have Guru's grace. Similarly, bhakti can be done only under a bona fide spiritual master, that is Guru. It cannot be done independently. One cannot read the books, just as one cannot read the books and become a qualified doctor. One has to practice under a qualified doctor. Similarly, bhakti can be done only under the grace of a bona fide spiritual guru, not in the solitude of the forest. The greatest tapasya in this Kali Yuga is not to go and live in the forest. It is to live with the devotees. That is the greatest tapasya. To live in a family for the grihasthas. And to live in the society for the commoners. In Tamil, there is a term which says, Tanikattu Raja. I don't know, those who follow Tamil may know it. Tanikattu Raja. It means, king of the forest, where you are the only one living. There is no other person. So to be king of a vast population is glorious. To be king of a forest where you are living alone, there is no glory in it. Similarly, one cannot do bhakti in isolation. Bhakti has to be done in the association, not in isolation. Mundaners compete, that is, they race against each other. Competition is the hallmark of the material world. They race against each other. I am better than you. I am greater than you. This is their approach. But devotees cooperate. They want the objective of the Lord and the Guru is foremost. Like Prithu Maharaj, he did not go for the last yajna because Brahma told him so. Like that. That is the nature of a devotee. They are not competing. But devotees also race. What is the race of the devotees? They are racing against time because time is relentless. Pushing all the time. And so they are trying to race against time. Within one's lifespan, they want to perfect their devotion. That is the race the devotees are engaged. So there is grace and there is race. God's compassion is, and God is so compassionate actually in this material creation. Actually, if you go to see, people say, hey, Bhagwan ne maya kyu banaya? Itne taklif mein kyu dal diya? Why is humko bhula kyu dete hai? Why is he not giving us remembrance of him? Why are we forgetting God? And why are we getting distracted and being attracted to the material objects and then falling into the pit? Why does God do this? Why does he make things more difficult for us? Actually, if we study properly, this material creation is actually God's greatest compassion. How is it? First of all, when you go to a jail, you know, there are iron bars and there are shackles. But the Lord has relieved us of all this. This material creation is actually a jail. But he has made it so comfortable. It is deceitfully comfortable. So therefore he has given us, he has tied us in shackles of invisible ropes, and they are the three gunas. And that is why material science completely eliminates the three gunas. It has got no knowledge about it because it is only depending on pratyaksha pramana. Can you show it to me on the laboratory table? Then I accept it, otherwise no. But how you cannot show the three gunas on the table? But that is what the scriptures reveal. So, but then to counteract the three gunas, he has given us three helplines. Like in Kaun Banega Karodpati, you have helplines. So these three helplines are Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. If you take shelter of these three helplines, you can easily surpass the gunas. Come out of the clutches of material nature. And directly, and the only and the ultimate solution for everybody under all circumstances is surrendering to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And that is what the Lord says. Daivi eshahi gunamai mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Only one who surrenders unto my lotus feet can cross over the invincible ocean of maya. So it is like, it is winter, the fan is on, you are feeling very cold, or the AC is on. Actually this happens when devotees sit in an AC room and the meeting is on. And you see that they are literally, you know, like under the blast of the AC, and they just want that the AC should be switched off. And they are feeling very inconvenient, but they don't want to disturb the meeting. So then, what do? You don't actually get up and go to where the AC is actually there and hold your palm against the AC to block the wind. You don't do that. But all that you do is go and switch off the button. So that is what Krishna is telling us. This maya of mine is my inferior energy, but it is very, very powerful. You cannot tackle it on your own. But the switch is here. That is my lotus feet. Just come here and make your application, and the rest will be done. So it's given as a simple process. Mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So what I have tried to do is summarize this entire thing in a form of a short poem, and that is, title is Quest and Request. The natural quest of the living entity is to run behind the things of this material world. But the redirected quest is to turn your attention to the spiritual world and desire to serve the Supreme Lord and His devotees. So quest and request. Man sweats and frets on what his heart gets set. Until he achieves it, he will not rest. Yet when he gets his heart's desire, new passions surge up and new goals arise. Fresh efforts forthcome and he continues to strive, chasing the horizon that is never to arrive. Struggle, not achievement. Motion, not rest. Desire, not fulfillment, is his endless quest. So this is bija bijam, that particular word that comes in this verse. That's what it is. Then what is the way for one in this world not to be caught in this entangling net? As the spider alone can unweave his web, only the Lord can clean up this mess. Here then is glories of cosmic creation, which reflects his love and greatest compassion. Not only great, know how great he is, he just by his grace come out of the race. See through the mist of worldly illusion and stay at his feet is the conclusion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just one more word. How great is the Lord's compassion? We can see how compassionate he is. Bhagwan bol rahe hain, Maya das kyun sada udas, ban jao bas meri das, main Govardhan ko chhat banakar rakhunga tumhe apne paas. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much, Prabhu. And then, just one final word, that is, today is the day of Diwali, a very, very auspicious day. And devotees as such celebrate Diwali for the entire month by offering the lamp to Radha Damodar, Yashoda Damodar. Today is also the day when Lord Ram re-enters Ayodhya after 14 days of Vanvas. And on the Naraka Chaturdashi, that is one day before, today is Amavasya, so one day before is Chaturdashi, and that day Lord Krishna also killed Narakasur and relieved the world of his atrocities. So let us on this day offer the lamp of the love of our heart to the Supreme Lord with the prayers, inviting the Lord into our heart to make our life and that of those around us auspicious. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.